Wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 East of Millersburg.
Welcome back to the recenter here for the Classic in the Country game number 7, featuring the Berea Mid-Park Titans and the Mountain Notre Dame Cougars. I'll tell you a bit about these two teams. The Cougars are 8-time OHSAA champions. They're in Division II this season. They've won 11 regional championships, and their head coach, Drew Faulding, is 3-plus years at the school, has a record of 57-7 as the head coach of the Cougars. On the other side for Berea Mid-Park, the Titans, coming out of the SWC Southwestern Division, and they are led by Kevin Broughton with 7 years at the school. He has a record of 289-167 as the head coach of the Titans. Berea Mid-Park Division One this year, which is saying something. Now, it's hard to be a Division One team nowadays when you have 7 divisions. No state championships, no regional championships, but this is a very good Berea Mid-Park team. We'll bring in Don Hall here, and this is a very interesting matchup.
It is. It is. You've got really good experience coming up from Mount Notre Dame, Cougars, good senior leadership, and then you have Berea Mid-Park without any seniors, all underclassmen. So two pretty good games. Two teams, should be a pretty good game.
And we'll talk about the starting lineups here in just a little bit, but you take a look at number 0, Lily Jones, starting varsity as a freshman against a team like Mount Notre Dame. It can be a little bit of a daunting task.
Well, I'll tell you what, being a freshman for a Division I school and starting, that speaks volumes.
Meanwhile, you take a look at the Cougars. Reese Hackney, their junior guard, is committed to play at the next level in the Mid-American Conference. She'll be heading up to Ypsilanti to play for the Eagles next year, or in 2 years, I should say. So we got a lot. We got experience versus youth in this one today. Mount Notre Dame coming in a record of 14-0 on the season. They are coming off a 66-19 thrashing of Ursuline Academy into this one. Then you take a look at Berea Mid-Park. 2 losses on the season. They are 12-2. They have not lost since December 13th, and they are coming off a 30-point win, 69-39, over Elyria, and they had a 1-point win against Olmsted Falls, who we'll see later this weekend.
Defending state champions,
Olmsted Falls. So we're getting set for this one. We're happy to have you with us for our second to last game of day one of the Classic in the Country. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back into the starting lineups next here on WKLM.
It's colder than a freezer aisle in January.
Good thing Roadies IGA in Millersburg is heating things up with hot savings.
Like 85% lean 10-pound tube ground beef, $5.28 a pound. That's a lot of burgers.
And USDA Choice Boneless English Roast for $5.98 a pound. Plus party chicken wings for only $2.98 a pound. Now that's a party.
Add baby back ribs for $3.48 a pound and butterball ground turkey $4.98.
Top it off with a 3-pound bag of Cara Carrot oranges for just $3.98. Dinner just got colorful.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Roadies IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Hey, other guys, insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Welcome back to the Reese Center. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. Here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Visiting team tonight, your Berea Mid-Park Titans, coached by Kevin Broughton. This is how they will line up. I have number 23, 5'8" junior Avery James. I have number 55, 5'6" junior, averaging 18 points, 9 rebounds a game, Regan Broughton. Number 10, a 5'8" junior, averaging 9.6 points a game, Anna Emma Arnold. Number 0, a 5'7" freshman, averaging 10 points a game, Lily Jones. And rounding out your starting five, number 3, a 5'9" junior post, Casey Friel. And for your home team tonight, your Mount Notre Dame Cougars, coached by Drew Flatting. Here we go. This is how they will line up. Number 3, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 9 points a game, Corinne Harris. Number 24, a 6-foot-1-inch sophomore, averaging 9 points a game, Ava Simpson. Number 35, a 5-foot-6-inch senior guard, averaging 11 points a game, Bella Fife. Number 32, a 5-foot-6-inch senior guard, averaging 15 points a game, Mia Vite. And rounding out your starting five, number 44, a 5-foot-7-inch junior guard, averaging 10 points a game and committed to Eastern Michigan University, Reese Hackney.
Getting set for this one, Mount Notre Dame wearing their home whites trimmed in, I'd say a navy blue and a sky blue numerals on the front and back of Mount Notre Dame. Meanwhile, in their road grays, which might be some of my favorite uniforms at the Classic so far, the dark grays with dark blue numerals trimmed in orange on the front and back, are the Titans of Berea Midpark. That being said, there's dark numbers on dark jerseys. By the time we get going, might not be my favorite, but we'll find out.
That is true.
It's time for another game here at the Classic, game number 7, our second to last game of day number 1 of the 2026 Classic in the Country. Mount Notre Dame attacking left to right, Berea Midpark going right to left. The tip is up and it is won by Mount Notre Dame. Here's Corinne Harris. She'll give it up top now to Reese Hackney, the Eastern Michigan commit. Going right wing side for Mia Vite. And we'll reset back up top with Hackney. Hackney going to give it up on the right wing side for Simpson. Simpson inside for Hackney. She stepped on the line, and that'll be our first turnover of the ball game.
I'll tell you what, Gabby has good ball movement, good open, five-man motion for Notre Dame.
Pass comes all the way up, and it will be... Well, looking at the wrong side there, Emma Arnold, who came back to get it. They'll cross the timeline now with Regan Bronson. And now a takeaway going the other way. Here's Harris going to put it up, miss the shot. Offensive board by Hackney. Her putback no good. Now it's Corinne Harris with it. Down in the corner again. Here's Hackney going to drive in. Jump fakes, puts up off the glass. No good again. Harris with another offensive board. Her putback no good. And finally it's Regan Bronson coming down with the rebound. Broughton in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline, and will give it up on that right wing side for Friel. Friel double team, gets the pass off into that far corner. They'll reset. Now those dark numbers on the dark jerseys already starting to limit my field of vision. Here's a three on the near side. No good off the hands there of Avery James, but an offensive board on that far side. And I want to say that was Arnold who caught that one. It's knocked out of bounds by Mount Notre Dame. It'll stay with the Titans.
Well, that is hard to see, Jake.
They look great.
Yes.
Maybe I just need glasses. Lily Jones to inbound this one. Gets it into the backcourt to Broughton. She'll get the pass across to Lily Jones. Jones near side finds Arnold. Arnold double teamed. Has the ball knocked out of her hand. It'll stay with Berea Midpark as it goes out. I'll say we've got... You don't usually see a point guard wearing number 55, but you do tonight for Berea Midpark. So get the pass off. Lily Jones on the left wing side, dribbling, now spins around, kicks it out for Broughton. Broughton wants to drive in, puts up the floater, and will get it to fall, and that's the first 2 points of the ball game. Quickly the other way here is Hackney. She's going to throw it up. She missed her shot. Rebound going to be brought in once again by Arnold. Full court press being shown by Mount Notre Dame right now. We'll get the pass off to Jones, who just get it across the timeline. Kick left wing side, three ball on the way. Arnold, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by the Mount Notre Dame Cougars. It'll stay with the Titans once again.
I mean, nice open shot for Arnold. She's going to knock that down.
So 6:02 to play here. Quarter number 1, 2-0. The lead for Berea Midpark. Right underneath to Arnold. She'll miss the layup. Rebound going to be brought in there by Harris. Quickly the other way. Here's Reese Hackney. Going to try to get it passed off into the corner as Bella Veith lost it for a moment. She'll give it up for Harris, who took a three and missed. And now a foul going to be called against Berea Midpark. And I believe they're going to get Emma Arnold on this one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Midpark's going to have to do a little bit better job in keeping Mount Notre Dame off the offensive glass.
Well, how many offensive boards do they have already?
I've got four.
We've had teams that haven't had four offensive boards in the whole game at the Classic this year. Here's Mia Veith going to drive in, right-handed hook shot high off the glass, but gets it to fall.
Great body control by Mia Veith.
And we are, correct myself, it's 2-2, right? Scoreboard is incorrect?
2-2.
Okay. Scoreboard says 4-2. It's actually 2-2, and now it's 4-2, but on the other side as Friel gets one to fall. Right wing side, three ball on the way, no good. And getting her own rebound there is Ava Simpson. She'll move left wing side, three ball on the way, far side that time by Harris. She'll miss that one. Rebound grabbed there by Arnold, and she'll be tied up, but they'll stay Berea Midpark basketball. They still have it as 4-4. Did we miss a basket, Don?
I have a 4-2.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, now they got it fixed. I'm starting to doubt myself here.
Oh, wow.
Long three, no good from Broughton, but an offensive board underneath, and then it'll be thrown away. We'll go the other way. Here's Hackney. Going to give it up. Driving here is Ava Simpson. Going to kick it back out for Harris. Harris cross court to Veith. This is Mia Veith. She'll drive in. Puts the floater up and we're tied.
Boy, once again, very good body control by Mia Veith.
Tied at four this time. Now it is 4-4. 4:24 to play in quarter number one. Driving to the hoop here is Jones, and she'll get the roll that time.
Boy, nice little layup, left-hand layup by Jones.
6-4 so far, these teams training punches. As Hackney brings it across the timeline, gives it up on the left wing side for Corinne Harris. Inside Hackney, her layup is good.
Boy, can't lose Hackney. She's going to score every time she gets up all that close.
Our third tie. So get across the timeline with Jones. She'll give it up. Now for Broughton. Broughton on the left wing side, driving in through contact, throws it up and drops it in. Oh my goodness.
Wow, so strong with the ball.
Looks like a shot from the Harlem Globetrotters getting it to fall like that as she's going down. Three ball on the near side, no good from Ava Simpson. Broughton has the rebound, and she's going to go in an odd man rush. Looking to go coast to coast. Turns around, puts up on the fake end. She's got 6 points.
They're yet to miss from the field.
10-6 the lead now for Berea Midpark over Mount Notre Dame. Left wing side for Mia Veith. Tries to hand this one off, and we'll get back up top now with Corinne Harris. Here's Veith driving in with the right hand, gets it to fall. Pardon me, I'll correct myself. That was Ava Simpson. You got a lot of tall girls down there. Yeah. You got to easily get them confused. Broughton brings it across the timeline again just in time. She'll kick it over to the right wing side. Driving near side. That's Lily Jones. Jones loses the basketball. It's going to be picked up by Bella Veith. She's going to send it to Simpson. Simpson tried to bounce pass. Might have missed a kickball there. Simpson gets it back, throws it up, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Friel. She'll have it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Well, so far the shot clock hasn't been a factor in this game.
Not even close to being a factor.
It will be now. Maybe. Yeah, the 32 seconds on the shot clock here after that ball was knocked out of bounds. You'll have to get it over by 22.
Yeah.
As Maya Walker is in for Berea Midpark. They will just get it over. And here's Broughton going to go back on the near side for Walker. Down into the right wing corner now. So they drive in. That pass going to be taken away. One-on-one going the other way. Here is Mia Veith. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot two.
Yeah, no freebies tonight. Nice little foul. Going to make her go to the charity stripe to shoot two.
Titans foul number 35, Regan Broughton.
So Regan Broughton going to pick up her first team second. The first attempt is up and good there from Vyth. I don't have what she is from the charity stripe, but I can tell you she's averaging 15 points a game this season, according to what we got from her head coach. Second attempt is good. She goes 2 for 2, and we are tied for the fourth time here in the first quarter at 10 apiece. Here's Walker, going to get it back to Broughton. Broughton barely going to get it across the timeline again. Drives through into a triple team, lost the basketball. And we'll go the other way. Right wing side. Here's Bellevife going to try a three. Way off the mark. Rebound going to go out of bounds. It'll be Berea Mid-Park basketball. As Coach Broughton not happy, he thought that Regan might have been fouled going into that triple team.
Yeah, this will give Notre Dame time to set up their 1-3-1 trap.
They'll get the pass to Broughton. Broughton pass back to the near side for Bella Miller, and the pass going to be taken away again. Thrown forward, Miller dives, but Vyth going to get there first, puts it up off the glass.
Wow.
And Mia Vyth up to 8 points now here in this first quarter, and this is the first lead for Mount Notre Dame at 12-10. High pass to the near side, they'll move around. Here's Miller going to find Broughton. Broughton, long two, off the mark that time. Rebound going to be brought in by Jada Johnson, who just checked in. Driving in here is Hackney, and they're going to say a tie up there. Got in there, got the block, or got the hand on the ball before the shot came out. So tie up will give the ball back to Berea Mid-Park.
Yeah, I've got Mid-Park with 6 turnovers so far this quarter, and Notre Dame with 2.
Well, let's see here. Actually, I'm with Mount Notre Dame here. I thought that they never changed the possession arrow. So it is Mount Notre Dame basketball. And I started thinking about that. I'm like, they had a tie-up already that went to Berea Mid-Park, but it's game. It's a long day. Here's a corner three. No good off the hand of Ava Simpson. Rebound going to be brought in by Walker. Broughton across the timeline into a double team. Has her pocket picked. Here comes Mia Vyth. She's going to put it up off the glass. Give her 2 more. 14-10 now the lead for Mount Notre Dame. Vyth has 10 of those points. Across the timeline as Mia Walker took some contact. Under 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Now a foul going to be called against the Cougars.
I tell you, the 1-3-1 half-court trap is really giving Mid-Park some trouble.
So a few substitutions here. Stella Matthews going to check in and give Bella Vyth a little bit of a breather. So all inbounded by Arnold to Broughton. Broughton back to Arnold. Back out to Broughton with 20 seconds and change to play. I put the shot up and getting it to fall that time. Let me make sure I see who it was. That was Bella Miller. Her first bucket tonight. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Pass goes to the far side. And we're going to get a foul called that will send Ava Simpson to the charity stripe.
I'll tell you what, for being, 6'1", Simpson can put the ball on the floor. She plays facing the basket a lot.
Foul is called against Bella Miller. That's her first, team's third. She'll miss the front end of the free throws. Gets the ball for her second attempt. Puts it up. Back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Casey Friel. Friel with that half-court heave, it'll fall short. And that's how we end the first quarter of play. After 8 minutes, 14-12, the lead for Mount Notre Dame. We'll take a timeout and be back here on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
...14-12 the lead for Mount Notre Dame. They had to come from behind in that first quarter. We'll take a look at our first quarter numbers. Midpark 0-3 from downtown. Mount Notre Dame 0-6. Midpark 6-8 from two-point land. Mount Notre Dame 6-11 from two-point land. 2-4 from the charity stripe for Midpark, and that was the difference in that first quarter. 12 rebounds by Midpark, 7 by Mount Notre Dame, 7 turnovers by Midpark, only 1 by the Cougars. Set for quarter number two, it is Berea Midpark basketball off the possession arrow this time. They got that flipped as Broughton picks up her dribble, needs to get it to Miller on the near side. They finally get the music cut off. Miller going to send it to the near side. Three ball on the way, and nothing but net.
Just right off the bench, Maya Walker for three.
And just like that, it's a 15-14 lead for Midpark. Here's Stella Matthews driving in, going to give it back up top for Mia Veith. Now left wing side, Simpson going to try a three. No good that time. Rebound is tipped out. It'll be brought in by Midpark, and I believe that was Miller once again. Broughton back up top, looking to go far side. Bringing it down is Avery James. Back to the near side to Broughton as that pass was tipped. Back to James on the right wing. James dribbles back out, 18 on the shot clock. Long three, and it's nothing but net. Regan Broughton. Oh, a college range three for Broughton.
That was closer to half court than it was to the foul line.
Far side, Simpson going to try a three. This time she got it. You know, I feel that. That's a good shot, too, but after the big one, I'm 18-17, a one-point lead for Midpark. Broughton got to give it up to Miller. She's got 2 seconds to get across the timeline and does. Lost the basketball, though. She's going to hold on to it. It will be a turnover either way off the tie-up, and it is a chance to take the lead for the Cougars.
That'd be Midpark's 8th turnover.
And you can't weather the storm of turning the ball over against the Mount Notre Dame team like this forever.
No, you cannot.
Here's Reese Hackney. They held her to 2 points in that first quarter. Gets it back, kicks it right wing side. Here's Harris for three. Corinne Harris gets 3 points off that turnover and makes it a two-point lead for Mount Notre Dame once again. Across the timeline on the near side. Now it's poked away. Here comes Mia Veith. She's going to lay it up off the glass. Give her two more. And I think Mount Notre Dame has smelled the blood in the water. 12 points for Veith already in this one. 25. Well, let's see here. They're barely going to get it over again with that shot clock. It's easy to see when that 10-second violation would happen. So the ball ends up going out of bounds on the near side. It'll stay with the Titans.
Yeah, that's one thing Mount Notre Dame wants you to do is bring the ball up the sideline so they could trap right there. So Midpark's going to have to try to keep that ball in the center of the court.
We'll see Lily Jones check back in. Broughton going to inbound this one. Overhead pass to the far side. They'll get it over to Walker. Walker double-teamed in the corner. Loses the basketball. It'll stay with Berea Midpark.
Yeah, not a good place to take that ball at that extreme corner.
I will say it looks like Coach Flauding, he thought that was going the other way, but he was also on the other side of the court. Lobbed in. Here's Jones on that right wing. Going to kick it back on the left wing side for Arnold. Arnold gives it up for Walker. Walker, right wing, going to reset it once again with Broughton. Broughton with four to shoot, now three to shoot, just going to throw it up again. That one did not hit the iron. They're going to play on, though, as we've had that a few times. They will talk about it quickly the other way. Harris will miss the layup. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Broughton. If they don't get that shot clock reset in time, that buzzer will start, and if that buzzer just starts, it sounds awfully a lot like a whistle.
Yes, it does.
Get the ball inbounded to Harris. Harris loses the ball, gets it back on the dribble. Going to kick it out on the left wing side. Three ball on the way. No good from Hackney, but an offensive rebound there by Veith. She'll give it back to Hackney, who misses a shot again, but Or I'll correct myself. Simpson missed that shot, and then Hackney gets the offensive board and put back. Hackney has 4 points now. 5 minutes to go here, quarter number two. Mid-Park loses the basketball. It's picked up in the backcourt by Harris. Harris to the near side for Mia Vith. She'll put it up off the back iron. No good. Rebound is loose and brought in by Broughton. Here's Jones going to kick it on the near side. Three ball off the mark from Emma Arnold. Rebound brought in by Vith. She's going to kick it left wing side. Simpson thought about a three. Now drives in. Underhanded shot. No good through contact. Harris with the offensive board. And her putback is good. And that'll bring a timeout from Coach Broughton and the Titans. A full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Back into the ball game here, and again taken away by Mid-Park right off the jump. Or Mid-Park had it taken away. They'll get it right back as Broughton will take it across the timeline. Broughton spins, going to kick it back up top here for Jones. Jones wants to drive in left side. Finds Broughton. Broughton again, long three. This time it's short. Rebounded underneath by Emma Arnold. She'll be fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot two.
Cougars fouls on number 35, Bella Vith.
As Bella Vith picks up her second, team's first of the quarter. An interesting chain of events leading to these free throws. The first attempt is banked in there. That's Emma Arnold's first point of the evening.
That's the first trip to the charity stripe for Mid-Park.
26-19. Second attempt is up, back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Simpson. Ava Simpson going to give it up. Now near side, driving is Bella Vith. She'll put it up off the glass, and now that Vith has two. 28-19. Mount Notre Dame trying to extend this lead. As Jones gets it across the timeline, and Berea Mid-Park will have to burn another timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Homeside, 28-19, the lead for Mount Notre Dame as they just keep pushing that tempo, and that defense is starting to become even more stout.
Well, 11 turnovers right now for Mid-Park, and we're just barely halfway through the second quarter.
Lily Jones gets it in the backcourt to Broughton. Now back to Jones. Jones going to kick it on the right wing. Three balls on the way. No good off the attempt there from James. I didn't catch you on the rebound. It might have actually been Hackney. Hackney going to give it up to Harris. Harris gets called for the walk on the left wing.
Only the third turnover from Mount Notre Dame.
We'll have some substitutions. Jada Johnson going to check back in here. And Harris going to check out. Just to get a chance to get a drink, have a breather.
Well, you bring somebody else. Looks like she's about 6 foot in that being that 1-3, one half court trap.
Broughton's across the timeline, going to lob it to Jones. Jones driving through, underhanded layup, can't get the roll. Rebound brought in by Jada Johnson. Quickly going the other way. Here is Simpson on the left wing. Back up top for Hackney. Now Johnson. Right wing side. Guess who took the three and nailed it? Mia Vyth.
Oh, my goodness.
Having herself a night. Yes, she's got nearly half of the Cougars' points. And now a foul on the far side. I think they're going to get Simpson for a grab. It's her first, team second of the quarter. And Mia Vyth, we were talking about it. She's got all the talent. She might be one of the most talented players in this classic.
If you came and watched her, you would think she was the one going, you know, already signed with some college.
So across the timeline, driving to the near side. They'll find Friel. Friel thought about a three. Going to give it back up to Broughton. Broughton dishes in the corner now. Broughton's wide open for three on the left wing. Got it.
Wow.
Her second triple of the night.
Incredible range for that lady.
31-22. Broughton has 12. Left wing side. Here's Hackney. Going to get it back on top and around the key, around the horn. Missing the three there is Vyth. Rebound finally brought in by Broughton. Broughton's across the timeline, almost dribbled into a double team. We'll find Jones up top. She's going to kick right wing side. Three ball on the way and got it. That's Friel. Friel's first triple. And just like that, it's back to a two-possession ball game.
The game of runs.
And a kick in the near side. Now Simpson gives it up. Driving through there was Holschler. She lost the basketball and will go the other way with Broughton. Broughton down into the corner. That was Friel who loses the basketball. Now a two-on-one the other way. Simpson takes it herself, has her shot blocked. How about Lily Jones getting back and playing some defense?
Well, I'll tell you, a great hustle to avoid that easy bucket.
And we'll see Kendall Hubbard check in now for Mount Notre Dame. I think this is the first time she's come in off the bench. And she'll be replacing Simpson, who's been all over the place offensively and defensively so far. Lobbed in. That was Jada Johnson going to hand this one off now to Holschler. Holschler gives it up to Mia Vyth. Vyth picks up her dribble, going to kick it back out for Hackney. Hackney, top of the key, looking left wing side for Holschler. Holschler back up top for Hubbard. Now a three ball on the way, off the mark for Johnson. The rebound going to go out of bounds. It will be Berea Mid-Park basketball with just under 90 seconds to play here in the first half.
That was really good half-court defense by Mid-Park right there. Nice stop. They just need to come down and score.
Well, Mount Notre Dame has taken off some of the pressure here. Just the one defender pressuring in the backcourt, but now they'll get into a double team in the half-court. Jones lost the basketball. They're going to give the timeout to Berea. Oh, pardon me. I thought the referee signaled timeout.
That's what I thought as well.
They signaled turnover.
No, they had, I think they, no, it is turnover. So that would be Mid-Park's 13th turnover.
The way the referee was looking there, I thought he pointed at the bench. He was pointing to the other direction, so that is a turnover. In the backcourt now here is Hackney. This time it is a timeout. 30-second timeout, Mount Notre Dame. We'll take a look and be back on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
31-25, the lead for Mount Notre Dame over Berea Mid-Park as we near halftime. 1:14 to play. Jake Seidel, Don Hall with you. Bryce Haynes is our producer. Owen Garibrandt, our videographer. Troy Frith just hanging out behind my right shoulder. How you doing, Troy?
Good, how are you?
Good, okay. Well, inbound the basketball again as Hackney will bring it across. 26 on the shot clock. Gives it on the right wing side for Hubbard. Trying to get it inside, putting it up once again. Was that a 33?
Yeah, 33, and I don't have it.
I don't have a 33. We'll figure out who it is in the break. Here's a three on the way. Back iron, no good. It's going to hit off the standard. It was shot by Casey Friel. And with under a minute to play, it's a 33-25 lead for Mount Notre Dame. A little pressure, Hackney trying to get it across the timeline. She will, and a good job there by Hubbard to hold on to it. Hackney up top, 36 seconds. She'll heave up a three off the rim, no good. Rebound is out of bounds, and the shot clock will be dead here as it goes back to Maria Midpark. Number 33 is Lila Haupt. I do apologize. 25 seconds to play here in the quarter. Jones is across the timeline in a double team, trying to get rid of it, and will. Dribbles to the near side. Here's a three on the way. No good off the attempt from Friel. Rebound brought in by Hackney with 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Hackney on the left wing, going to drive through, picks up her dribble. Pass back up top. Here's Hubbard, going to kick it out on the right wing side. No good on the attempt from Matthews. And a rebound by James will end the first half of play. And after 16 minutes, it's a Mount Notre Dame 33-25 lead over Berea Midpark. We'll be back here on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Well, we're going to go right down to Koozie here. Sorry, Coach, we forgot you were down there.
Hey, okay. Hey, no worries. Center halftime with Mount Notre Dame Coach Drew Flawling. Coach, very good first half. I thought your pressure defense extended really caused Berea Midpark some problems. The traffic defense forced them to take time out. I think you're shooting the ball extremely well from the perimeter. What's your assessment of the first half as you go into halftime here?
Yeah, I thought it took us a little bit to settle in. They came out in a triangle in two, and it's something that we had to adjust to. I thought we adjusted really well in the offensive end. I would like to shade Broughton a little bit more. She's got 12 points right now. She's got to be our focus when they have the ball. So we've got to do a better job of getting the ball out of her hands. But overall, pretty good half. I mean, to score 33, we're in a good spot. We just have to be a little bit tighter on the defensive end.
Fantastic. Coach Fallon, push your time. Good luck the second half.
Thank you.
Thanks, Koozie. We'll come back to you in the halftime here on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Looking to sharpen your skills or learn something new? Buckeye Career Center offers part-time adult education classes designed to help you grow without a long-term commitment. Explore hands-on courses like automotive engine repair, basic assembly modeling, estate planning basics, nail technician, forklift training, plumbing, and our welding short course. Whether you're boosting your skills for work or picking up a practical new hobby, Buckeye Career Center has a class for you. Enroll today by calling 330-339-2288 or learn more at buckeyecareercenter.org.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires.
Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Brr, it's so cold my grocery list froze.
Then you better thaw it out at Rohde's IGA in Middlesbrough, where the January savings are on fire.
Grab 85% lean family pack ground beef for just $5.88 a pound. That's a meaty deal.
Plus, Gerber's boneless chicken tenders for $5.48 a pound.
Sizzled up with Smithfield bacon at $3.98. And don't forget shoulder roast, filet, or Smithfield pork tenderloin. Buy one, get one free.
Lunchables for $2.98. And Cantha Gold Cantaloupe, two for $6.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Halftime here at the Reese Center. Jake Seidel, Don Hall with you. It was a 14-12 lead for Mount Notre Dame after they came from behind. They were tied four times in that first quarter. And after 8 minutes of play, they would lead 14-12. They would outscore the Titans 19-13 in that second frame to take a 33-25 lead. Leading the way in this one, that's Mia Veith, who can do no wrong today. She has 15 points. And then both Corinna Harris and Ava Simpson have 4 points. Therese Hackney, two each for Bella Vife and Layla Halp. On the other side for the Berea Mid-Park Titans, they are led by Regan Broughton. She has 12 points, six of them from behind the arc. After that, 5 points from Casey Friel, 3 points from Maya Walker, two each from Lily Jones and Bella Miller, and one from Emma Arnold got us to... Pardon me, folks, our halftime total of 33-25. Now the team stats, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much. From behind the arc, Mid-Park, 4 of 13, 31%. Mount Notre Dame, 3 of 15, 20%. Two-point field goals, Mid-Park, 6 of 9, 67%. Mount Notre Dame, 11 of 19, 58%. Charity stripe, Mid-Park, 1 of 2, 50%. Notre Dame, 2 of 4, 50%. Total rebounds, 20 to 18. Mid-Park's leading that. 13 turnovers for Mid-Park, 4 for Notre Dame.
Okay, and it looks like Coach Cousy waiting on Coach Broughton down there. Cousy, you see him come out yet?
Their team is out, so I'm sure Coach Kevin Broughton there, he just exited the tunnel, so he'll be making his way here in just 1 minute.
Okay, stay tuned right here. We're going to keep it right here for Cousy. Great addition to this year's Classic, I think, having our sideline reporter down there to talk to our coaches. So thank you, Cousy, for volunteering your services. And I give Natalie a thumbs up, too.
Here's okay, Cousy. Absolutely. All right, halftime here with Coach Kevin Broughton of Berea Mid-Park. Coach Broughton, you're down 8 at the half. I thought once you handled the pressure a little bit, their set of pressure, especially late there in the second quarter, you got some nice looks at the 3, shooting the ball well. What's your strategy here going in the second half, maybe some adjustments?
Yeah, their length is tough for us to deal with our real short girls, but we got to reverse it and just attack and get the ball in the middle. And I think if we do that, we're going to get a shot, and it's whether or not we can knock them down.
Fantastic. Coach Broughton, good luck to you in the second half.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Cousy. We'll come back to you later, and we'll take another timeout. We'll come back to the second half next on WKLM.
The other guy's insurance. You got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
At Pomeranian Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomeranian brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeranian provider nearby. Visit PomeranianHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeranian Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Getting set for the second half here. Jake Seidel, Don Hall with you. And, Coach, we take a look at this second half. I think Coach Broughton said it all. You know, they're a little undersized here, but they've been scrapping, able to keep in it. They just got to keep doing that.
I mean, they're still only 8 points behind. I mean, the first 3 minutes of this quarter is going to speak volumes, and then they have the ball to start this third quarter. So they're going to come down and hopefully get a nice possession and score.
And don't forget, we've got game number 8 coming up next as well. That game will also be heard on FM 95.3 WKLM locally. That's Highland and Bellevue. That's going to be a fun matchup. Coach Santoro has his team playing really good basketball again this season.
Yeah, Bellevue's always got a great program up there. And in the Highland, you know, Highland playing on the home court in front of all these fans. I mean, it's going to be like a tournament atmosphere.
It's going to be Berea Mid-Park ball as we open up quarter number 3. As that's Broughton getting it inbounded in the backcourt. She'll get it back from Jones. Goes back to Jones. Comes near side. Down into the corner. They'll reset. Broughton on the right wing. Dribbles into that double team. Kicks it back out up top. And they'll reset again. Going left wing side for Jones. Jones through the double team on the right wing side. Back to Jones on that left wing. Draws a triple team and has the ball poked away by Simpson. Simpson one-on-one with Broughton. Puts it up for two.
Boy, just nice looking player Simpson is.
She's got that length to stop. Really, she can get into anyone's passing lane. Back up top now. Jones going to drive in, kicking it out. Broughton thought about that long three again. Drives in, kicks it underneath. A wide open layup for Friel. Simpson quickly going the other way. Puts it up off the glass. No good, but she took a body check. She'll go shoot two.
And no freebies tonight.
See who picks this one up. Friel picks up the foul after getting that bucket. So if it's a foul in the field goal, roll the third part of the basketball Gordie Howe hat trick be as Simpson misses the first one. I guess it could just be an assist, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Second attempt is up. She'll miss them both. Rebound is loose. Last touched by the shooter, so it will be Berea Mid-Park basketball. Ball inbound on the far side to Broughton. She'll come back near side for Jones. Jones across the timeline. Had her pocket picked. Now here's Simpson driving through. Too strong off the glass, but right there to get the offensive rebound and put back is Reese Hackney. Mid-Park has the basketball. Jones is fouled before she gets to midcourt.
It has to seem for Berea Mid-Park like there's at least 7 or 8 Mount Notre Dame girls out there.
That'll be the third on Bella Vife, first of the quarter for Mount Notre Dame. And we'll see Jada Johnson, who's looked pretty good on the defensive side of the ball, and I've seen her set a few good screens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Broughton across the timeline, going to get it on that far side. Now back near side. Here's Jones for three. Got it.
That's what Mid-Park needed right there.
If Mid-Park can start getting more of those open looks from three, this game could change in a hurry. Here's Jones, sending it. Well, I was right the first time. Johnson will go back up top. Now here's Harris. Harris's three rims out. Broughton with the rebound. Broughton. In the backcourt, running into some trouble, finds Friel. Friel back to Broughton across the timeline. Broughton going to send it far side. Picked up, touch pass down into the corner. Back inside for Friel. No one's home. And it will be taken away by Harris. And now Harris called for the double dribble.
16 turnovers for Mid-Park and 5 now for Mount Notre Dame.
That's one that you just call it the push.
Yep.
37-30. Is the lead right now for Mount Notre Dame. As we come across the timeline with Friel again into the corner, back up to Broughton. Broughton double teamed on the far side, and she is, I think I'm going to say, she just lost her balance, fell out of bounds, so it's going to be a turnover.
Turnover number 17.
Get it across the timeline again. Knocked away, though, before it can get to Harris. And here's Broughton with it. Broughton moving on that left wing side. Picks up her dribble. Goes cross court for Friel. Now right wing side into the corner. And the three is airmailed by Jones. But an offensive board. The putback is missed there by Arnold. And the ball will fall out of bounds. Last touch by Berea Mid-Park. And say what you want about size on a basketball court. This Berea Mid-Park team, they could be out, their halves be up. Might as well go to the basket. There's a miss that time, a rare miss by Vith. I was going to say, you could be taller, or you could be 2 feet taller than them, and they're still going to play scrappy like this and keep themselves in games. So we have a foul on the far side. I think they're going to get Mia Vife on this one. That'll be her first, team second.
Yeah, you don't have to be 6 foot one to play like you're 6 foot one. You just got to be very aggressive and do very good fundamental things.
37-30 the lead right now for Mount Notre Dame. 5:07 to play quarter number three. Broughton looking at inbound, goes into the backcourt for Jones. Jones across the timeline, drives through, has her pocket picked, and we're going the other way. Lob down low and putting it up for two one more time. Mia Vith, who's the high scorer in the game now with 17 points. Broughton gets the pass to the near side for Jones. Jones back for James. Back up on the right wing for Jones. Jones going to go to the outside for Broughton. Back and around. Here's James down in the corner now. Here's Friel. Back to James on the right wing side. Avery James gets it back up for Jones. Jones trying to stay away from the double team. Gets a pass down low for Friel. Friel through contact will put it in for two.
Well, that was a tough shot.
Took every bit of the shot clock, too. Wide open underneath. Here's Harris. She'll get it off the backboard and in. Corinne Harris. She's up to 7 points. We'll come back to the near side for Jones. Jones to James. James going to try a three ball off the rim. Rebound is loose and it falls to Harris. Harris in a two-on-one the other way. Now becomes a three-on-one. She's going to get called for the offensive foul. She lost control of her body, goes into the defender, and she will be called for the foul. Her first, team's third.
You know, something like that might be a spark that Mid-Park needs right now.
You know, so things have changed in basketball over the last couple of years, but one thing that doesn't change is how hyped a bench gets when one of your teammates takes a charge.
Absolutely.
Right wing side, three ball on the way, off the mark by Friel. Rebound brought in by Hackney. Hackney going to go coast to coast off the left. Block puts it up, no good. Rebound going to be poked out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Notre Dame. That was Mia Vith trying to get over there and keep that ball in. 3.5 to go, and it doesn't feel like it's a 9-point game. Berea Mid-Park's been playing with them the whole time.
Yes, but they have.
Like we said, you up to 18 turnovers now on Mid-Park. You can't keep doing that against a team like Mount Notre Dame. Pass comes to the near side for Broughton. Broughton has to get it across for Jones. Jones stuck in a quarter on the double team, and Mount Notre Dame will just take that ball away. Inside, Vith will lay it in for two. Mia Vith having herself an evening.
Boy, she's just living off of those turnovers to baskets.
Now a foul going up the other side. They're going to get Kendall Hubbard on that one, her first, team's fourth. So Berea Mid-Park in the bonus for the remainder of the third quarter. Ball's inbounded into the backcourt. Across the timeline comes Jones. Kicks it into the corner. Will reset. Friel, or I'll correct myself, that's Maya Walker. Going to get it back up top for Broughton. Broughton dribbles past. Drives through. Free throw line jumper for her. No good. And the rebound brought in by Corinne Harris. Harris across the timeline. Left wing side will reset it. Back up top for Hackney. Hackney drives in, looks to throw it up, off the iron, no good, rebound loose, brought in underneath by Vife, and her putback is good. Mia Vyth with 6 points here in the third. She has 21 on the day to lead all scorers. Right wing side, driving in now here is Miller, going to kick it back out to Broughton, who thought about it, WNBA range three. She'll kick it out on the left wing side to her teammate. That's an air ball that time from Walker, but an offensive board was brought in by Friel. Here's her shot, no good, rebound brought in far side by Broughton. Broughton takes the shot. The rebound was brought in by Walker. She gets another one after the Broughton miss, and now Broughton will put up a two-point shot. That one will fall, and that will bring a timeout from Berea Mid-Park. 45-34, the lead from Mount Notre Dame. We'll take it with them. Be back here on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Under 2 minutes to play here, quarter number three. Ball inbound into the backcourt. Hackney will get it across the timeline now near side for Harris. Harris back up top for Hackney. Right wing side now for Bella Vyth. Ball going to be knocked away, and there's a turnover. And don't look now, Berea Mid-Park playing some good defense, forcing a turnover. Near side, here's Jones into the corner. Three balls on the way, and it's nothing but net. Let me check the number. Miller. Bella Miller has 5 points. As the pass comes near side and out of nowhere is Lily Jones to knock it away. So 45-37.
For the Titans, number 23.
As we'll see Lily Jones check out here. 1:23 to play, quarter number three. They'll get it in to Halp. Halp gives it up for Hackney, who misses the three. Rebound brought in by Casey Friel. So a little bit of contact there. Broughton will get it right back. She'll get the pass across midcourt. Now here's Friel into the right wing corner. Three ball on the way. Miller too strong that time. Rebound brought in that time by Harris. Across the timeline now is Hackney. Hackney going to give it back up top for Harris with under a minute to play, quarter number three. Reese Hackney, Eastern Michigan commit, a junior for this Mount Notre Dame team. Going to send it to Simpson. Simpson lobs inside, and she finds Layla Halp, who will put it in for two.
Well, she gets the ball that close, she's going to score every time.
35 seconds to play here in the quarter, and now a foul going to be called on the hand check, I believe. They're going to get Ava Simpson.
They had two shots now for Miller.
So Miller with a chance to claw back some ground with the clock stopped. Miller puts the front end up. Got it. Gets the ball for shot number two. Puts it out, back iron, no good that time. Rebound brought in by Reese Hackney. She'll give it up to Mia Vyth across the timeline. Now back up top for Hackney. Shot clock dead with 24 seconds to play in the quarter. Hackney dribbles back, looking to the right, now looks near side. Spins around, 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Gives it up to Mia Vyth. Vyth, now Reese Hackney has it. 7 seconds to play in the quarter. Hackney driving in, 4 seconds, spin move, puts it up in the paint, rims around, and she'll get it to fall in.
Boy, I couldn't have designed that any better.
Hackney with 8 points, and after three quarters of play, Mount Notre Dame leading 49-38 over Berea Mid-Park. We'll be back on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Well, Mount Notre Dame won that quarter by 3 points, 16-13. They now lead 49-38 as we head to quarter number four. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. Midpark 2 of 7 from downtown. Mount Notre Dame was 0 of 2 in that third quarter. Midpark 3 of 6 from two-point land. Mount Notre Dame was 8 of 15. Ball loose inside, and Halp will put it in for two. She's got six. From the free throw line, Midpark in the third quarter went 1 of 2, 0 of 2 for Mount Notre Dame. We'll get to more of that here in a minute. Broughton going to give it up to Friel. Back to Broughton on the right wing side. Broughton back to Friel on that left wing. Going to dribble through, backs up now. Finds Broughton. She'll take another super long three. No good. That time rebound going to be brought in, though, by Fafauer. And ball will be lost out of bounds, but off Mount Notre Dame. Midpark out rebounding Mount Notre Dame in the third quarter, 9-8. Six turnovers by Midpark in the third compared to four by Mount Notre Dame. Now lobbing in up top, Lily Jones comes down with it. She's going to hand it off to Broughton. Broughton moving left wing side, now wants to drive in, spins in the paint, looks to kick it out, comes back up top and finds Jones. Jones back to Broughton on the left wing. She'll dribble back, wants to drive in now on the left side, spinorama through contact, and it'll be taken away by Hackney. Great defense there. She'll find Vith streaking down the court, and if they can keep that fast break offense going, this is going to be a Notre Dame team that is hard to beat. Pass goes to Broughton across the timeline. Back to the near side for Jones. Back to Broughton up top. Back up top to Jones. And this zone defense has given Midpark fits at times.
Yes, another turnover.
Here comes Simpson going the other way, one on two. Tried to leave it there, and she'll end up turning it over. Here's Broughton, tripped up from behind, and a late foul call. Just enough contact there to make her fall down.
You know, Broughton is just your ultimate good point guard. Never panics, is always very heady with, you know, handling the ball, gets really low, gets really strong.
You take a look at Broughton on the, she is a junior. She's got another year ahead of her. And again, this is a very junior and sophomore laden team for Berea Midpark that could be good for a couple years. Kicked into the corner, able to hold on to it is James. She's going to get rid of it on that far side, line up to Broughton on the left wing. Broughton brings near side, gets a pass off for Jones. She'll go left wing side, down in the corner. Three ball on the way, off the mark. Rebound is going to be brought in by Hackney. That last three was taken by Avery James. Across the timeline now is Simpson, or pardon me, Hackney. Reese Hackney, the Eastern Michigan commit, going to send it down. Harris has it. They're going to lob it in for Halp. Halp had the ball knocked away, and now a foul going to be called against Hackney, who... I did hack Jones on that one. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah,
it had to happen once.
Yeah, but Halp, you know, being as tall, she just needs to keep that ball up in the air. You put that thing down, the ball on the floor, you know, all those little ankle biters are going to get it.
53-38. You got me there. We're going to cross the timeline. Pass is going to be knocked away. Simpson going to drive it the other way. Kicks it out. Vythe with the shot fake. Puts up the three. No good. But Simpson, though, an offensive board trying to find Hackney. And she'll end up throwing it into the bench. And good sportsmanship there from Lily Jones. Goes and helps Simpson up after she ended up on her back end.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I mean, all those guards are taught to, you know, double-team that post player. So when they do, you know, bring that ball down, you're the same height then.
Pass going to be brought in now down into the corner. They'll reset. Broughton has it back up top for Walker. Walker onto the right wing. They'll reset back up top once again for Mia Walker. Walker dribbles back. Wants to hand it off and does to Friel. Will back go back up top to Broughton. Now left wing side and down in the corner. Poked away. It'll find Friel. She'll put up a straight on three. No good. Broughton with the rebound. She'll put it right up for three. Nothing but net. Makes it 53-38. After that three-point bucket, we'll take a quick timeout with Berea Midpark here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hershberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Well, we had a quick stoppage there as I was looking away from my monitor to see when I was coming back. We had a whistle right when before that ball was inbounded. So there was a substitution that was being made. Vythe going to send it the other way. Simpson in the corner for three off the mark. Rebound going to be brought in underneath by Berea Midpark. And call it Miller. She'll be tied up. The ball will stay with Mount Notre Dame. So a rebound for Miller and a turnover. Knocked away, and that will be turned over by Mount Notre Dame that time. Broughton has it on the left wing side. Going to launch it to the near side. Back up top. Pass almost got away from Miller, who will find Broughton. Now left wing side. We'll go back up top to the left wing for Broughton. She'll back it up to the near side for Miller. Miller back to Broughton, who might be able to shoot it from there. She comes back to the near side. That ball going to be poked away. Guess who? It's actually Bella Vythe this time going to lay it up for two.
Boy, both the Vythe girls very, very heady out there.
Largest lead of the day, 14 points. As we cross the timeline, and the ball going to be taken away by Mount Notre Dame again. This time it's Mia Vythe. She'll put it up off the glass, give her two more. 25 points for Mia Vythe today. So we cross the timeline, going left wing side for Miller. Now back to Broughton. 3.5 to play in this one. Driving through was Walker. Almost lost the ball. Now finds Friel. Friel back to Walker for three off the mark. Rebound going to be brought in there by Hackney. Hackney's pass knocked away. Broughton comes up with it. Has to wait for reinforcements. Now takes the long three. She got it again.
Oh, my goodness. What range.
Right, she is fun to watch from deep. They'll get it to Harris across the timeline. Going to kick left wing side now, driving through. Putting it up for two more is Vythe. She missed that one. Rebound that time underneath for Friel. On the left wing side, driving through is Broughton. Now into a double team. She'll throw it off of a Mount Notre Dame player. And it'll stay with Berea Midpark as we'll see Lily Jones check back in for the Titans.
Yeah, I'm still no quitting that Berea Midpark team, I'll tell you. I mean, they're down 13 points with 2:51 to go, but I mean, a lot of fight.
And that's what you want to see. And again, we talked about it. A lot of teams, the shot clock was a factor today. So far in this one, it hasn't been.
Correct.
We'll drive through. Here's the floater from, that was Jones. And that gets it back to within an 11-point game. Across the timeline is Hackney. She is double-teamed, and we're going to get a timeout before the foul call. And we'll go ahead and take it with them.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
Harris going to kick it on the right wing side. Three ball on the way. No good on the attempt from Jada Johnson. But the rebound going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Regan Broughton. It'll stay with Mount Notre Dame with 2.5 to play in this one. They lead by 11 and a big possession here for Mount Notre Dame. Lobbed into Vyth down in the corner. They're going to leave Hackney open for three, and she drained it.
Well, Hackney's shown that she can go inside or outside.
60-46. We'll go back to the near side and reset now with Walker. Going to kick it on the right wing side. Three ball on the way from Friel. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Jada Johnson this time. Harris now on a one-on-two. Make it a two-on-two as she finds a cutting Vyth for two more. I'm running out of room to put points for Mia Vyth. She's at 27, which might be our best individual performance of the day here at the Classic so far. Three ball on the other end. No good by Walker. Rebound underneath. Going to be brought in by Broughton. She'll put it up for two more. She's at 20. We're across the timeline once again. Down into the corner. Pass inside to Jada Johnson. Her put up is good. 64-48 now. 90 seconds to play in this one. Broughton's across the timeline. Lily Jones now. Bounce pass to the right wing side for Friel. Cross-court pass now down into the corner. Three ball on the way. No good on the attempt by Walker. Friel got the offensive board. Her putback almost went up the bottom of the hoop. She'll get that second rebound and loses the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Bria Midpark, though, as it gets knocked off of a Cougar. And now the looks like some substitutions coming in. Looks like the starters' day is done for Mount Notre Dame. We're going to stay perfect on the season.
Yeah, just really good team. Long, lengthy, quick.
Just a reminder, game number 8 of the day comes up next. That's Highland and Bellevue. You can hear that game on FM 95.3. As here's a shot, it'll be made by Broughton and a timeout called just to do substitutions. So Highland and Bellevue, you'll be able to watch it here on WKLM.live. Remember, you have to leave this game and go to that next one if you're watching on the Midpark and Mount Notre Dame stream, or you can hear it on WKLM on the FM dial or WKLMFM.com. Under a minute to play here in quarter number 4 of game number 7 of the Classic in the Country. The ball's across the timeline, kicked into the corner. Here's Katie Imes. I thought she was going to take the three. They'll end up kicking it up to Evans. They'll reset back up top to Holscher. Down into the corner now. They'll go back up top. Here's Katie Imes once again. 40 seconds to play. 9 on the play, or shot clock rather. Ball knocked away. And here's Lexi Hall. Ball's taken away on the pass attempt. Up and underneath Katie Imes with a two-handed reverse layup. Gets it to fall for two, and that makes it 66-50. Across the timeline now with Lexi Hall. Hall going to look to give this one up for Cassidy Adams. Adams moves right wing side, finds Marissa Zoika, and will give it up once again for Fathauer, who puts up a shot, no good. Rebound going to be brought in. Give Imes the rebound, so she'll end up with a board and a bucket as this buzzer sounds. 66-50 is our final score in this one. Don, always great to work with you. We got to get out of the way so Matt and Kuzi can get in here.
We got that. Thanks, Jake.
66-50, the final score. We'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM.
Tonight's broadcast has been a production of WKLM Radio and Klaxon Communications.